Back on Frednet's On Deck, Luke Westpulley, glad to be joined for the second time this year by manager Chris O'Neill as we get you set for the first game of the series with the Frednets and the Delmarva Shorebirds. Week and a half into the season now, just for you personally, how have things been? I know we talked about the excitement for you, for the staff, for the team to get going. So just what have the emotions been like over this first week and a half getting to finally play some games?
Yeah, Luke, thanks for having me on. It's been a lot of fun so far. I've really enjoyed it. I think the most enjoyable aspect of it is being able to do it with a great staff, being able to do it with a great group of players, and that first weekend was a lot of fun doing it with the great fan support. It was nice to have my family here. That was special. But the entire through nine games has been a lot of fun, even through some losses last week. You know, we're still finding ways to enjoy this and have a good time with it.
Talking about last week a little bit, obviously you guys have started the season really, really well and then hit a little bit of a rough patch, but kind of a good lesson for you and your guys. You know, one of the things that's tough to deal with a younger team like what you have in single A is this is maybe the first time a lot of these guys are playing 130 games. So how do you kind of manage the highs and lows of a season, and how do you pass it along to this team?
Yeah, I think the first thing is just staying even keel. It can be a long season if you look at it that way. You know, we are trying to impart and teach these guys that, you know, we're going to be consistent every day that we show up. And I think that's the real challenge more than anything else is how can you replicate day to day regardless of the results that occur on the field. And, you know, I think that's probably the biggest challenge of it. I'm more excited today after the weekend than I think I was for opening day because now there's things to talk about, there's things that we can grow on, and you know that's why all of us here as a staff are together because we want to teach, and so I think we're all really excited to share some things and start to get after from that standpoint.
You're a hitting guy, so on that side of things, what have you liked? What have you maybe wanted to see your team work on through this first week and a half?
Sure. I think what I've loved is watching Jake Shiner and Isaac Kim do their thing with our hitters. You know, being in this role, I get to talk to those guys about, you know, what I'm seeing, and I've really enjoyed the conversations, you know, about the observations, and more than anything, listening to what things that they're seeing and what they're going to do with the guys. And so that's been a lot more enjoyable than actually being in the seat of a hitting coach. And then on the flip side of that too, I've really enjoyed the conversations that I've had with Luke and Luis on the pitching side and sharing things that I'm seeing. And again, going back to what they're seeing and what their thoughts are. Because at the end of the day, you know, they're the experts in those areas and they've done a wonderful job and they're going to continue to do a wonderful job. I'm always really blown away hearing things from their point of view, both offensively and deep and on top of the mound. So, you know, I'm learning just a lot from them and maybe they're picking up a few things from me.
On the pitching side, taking things slow, especially with the starters, as is normal at this point in the year, but you've kind of got a mixed bag in terms of who you're starting. You got guys like Luis Portorreal that have a couple professional seasons under their belt, and then you have guys like Landon Harmon on the complete flip side of that are just getting into pro ball coming straight out of high school. So what have you thought about your starting rotation so far, and how is that going to be managed going forward?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, it's hard to not be excited about the guys that we put on top of the mound. Starters, relievers, any situation that guys come into, there's a lot of confidence that they're going to get us off the field and they're going to do it with a little bit of flair, which has been a lot of fun to see too. But there's just a lot of excitement and moving forward, you know, just trusting in what's being said out there, what's being said, and the conversations that Luke, Luis, and I have about what we're doing moving forward. So just a ton of confidence in those guys. I'm excited. You know, we had some guys that maybe view themselves as, you know, that they could have been better. I'm excited about throwing those guys right back out there because there's never a lack of confidence in any of our players.
How was the first road trip for you and the staff?
It was great. I thought we learned a lot. I think there's some things that, you know, getting into the rhythm of the road, we're going to improve upon. So I'm certainly excited about this week being back home, being in front of our fans, but looking forward to Salem as well and getting back on the road and continuing to improve that rhythm that we have.
Anything maybe you didn't expect coming into pro ball that you've really found enjoyable?
That's a great question. I don't know. I just take things day by day, take things as they come. Yeah, that's a great question. I'd have to come back to that one.
Best fungo golfer on the staff?
I don't know. I haven't played it with anybody yet. I'd say maybe Isaac's a sneaky good Fungo golfer. I have to challenge him at some point. But my money would probably be on Isaac on that.
Chris, thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Luke.